Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Mirror reports that Prince Andrew was barred from eating with his older brother and other senior royals at a lavish banquet. Andrew sought to sit with Prince Charles at a conference with army colonels. He was stopped from representing the Grenadier Guards and asked to leave before dinner began. As a result, he reportedly attended the dinner in a private capacity. A source claimed he sat at the back of the room and was not allowed to dine with his brother. It is quite a fall from grace. An insider quoted by the Mirror says a meeting was held last January where Charles, Anne, and Edward were in agreement that their brother should never be allowed to return to public life. The source said, 9 months ago, Charles, Anne, and Edward had a meeting, a summit, and agreed there was no way back for him. There was no way in the world he's ever coming back. The family will never let it happen. The source also claimed that William is annoyed about Andrew's attitude since the scandal has emerged, saying it's what really gets to him. They continued, any suggestion there isn't gratitude for the institution, anything that could lead the public to think that senior members of the family aren't grateful for their position, William thinks is really dangerous. The Daily Mail is reporting Harry and Meghan will not bring Lilibet to be christened in the Church of England. One palace source said, there will not be a christening in the UK. It is not happening. Biographer Andrew Morton believes Harry and William will make up. He told Newsweek, they are brothers. They are united in life and share common experiences that no one else can understand or appreciate. At some point when they are more settled and established, I think they will get back together again because Harry is no longer a threat. Meghan is no longer a threat. The British royal family is rapidly receding in the rearview mirror of their lives. 88-year-old Joan Collins sounds like she has had enough of Meghan and Harry. I think they've had enough oxygen in the press. She did not elaborate. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince Charles has a vintage Aston Martin which has been converted to run on cheese and wine. While that sounds like the perfect setup to a joke, it is apparently true. Charles spoke to the BBC, who pointed out he's always had a love of cars. He replied, yes, but that was before we knew what the problems were. But my old Aston Martin, which I've had for 51 years, I've managed to convert. I hardly have a chance to drive it now, but it runs on waste products. Can you believe this? Surplus English white wine and whey from the cheese process. Charles also shared some of the steps he has taken to reduce his carbon footprint. These included cutting out meat and fresh fish from his diet 2 days a week, and cutting dairy 1 day a week, and installing solar panels. He also revealed a tribute he has created in honour of his grandson Prince George on the Balmoral estate that he has called Prince George's Wood. This was a rather empty field that the farm didn't need anymore. The great thing was I managed to plant it the same year that my grandson was born, the eldest, George. So I thought I'd call it Prince George's Wood. I just hope he appreciates it one day. Charles has dropped plans for a mansion to be built as a home for William and Kate. The Mirror adds that this news comes as there have been reports that Charles will live in a little more than a flat above the shop at Buckingham Palace as part of his radical plan to slim down the royal estate when he ascends to the throne. Among his ambitious ideas is the reported opening of royal private spaces to members of the public, including throwing open the doors of Buckingham Palace in Balmoral. It is also understood that William and Kate will move from Kensington Palace to Windsor Castle, a relocation that the couple is said to want. Charles also reportedly planned for his official London residence, Clarence House, to go to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle when he became king. But since the couple stepped back from the royal family to move to the US, this is said to be no longer on the cards. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.